Yeah.
It's game day, baby. Wake the fuck up.
Once in the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to the games and die slain.
I can't play these video games.
Games and Morgan Radio.
Man, the fucking internet is great.
And we're back! This is Games More Entertainment Radio, episode 55. I'm C4.
And I'm Kovar.
And this week we've got actually quite a bit of football news. Two heavy hitters and no hooks.
No hooks.
No hooks. I think he'd be perfect for this, but I don't know what happened. I should give him a call. We'll get him on soon to talk about football games and I'm sure basketball and baseball and tennis and whatever other crazy sports games he's been playing. But we do have Madden to talk about and NFL, ESPN NFL 2K5. Mr. Chicago sends in a review for ESPN NFL 2K5, and he's, I'm sure, played it much more than I did. I have it, and I still suck at computer football. I've tried to play, and I still am horrible at it. And I'm not so sure that it's all me, because I've noticed that when I did play, it was like the same thing. Like, every other football game I've ever played, you know, minus like the first original John Madden football I played on the Genesis, but everyone since then, it's almost like the same thing, where it's like, okay, I gotta control my one little guy, and I just creep him up to the line. The minute the ball goes, I'm out after the quarterback. The exact same thing on defense, you know, but I didn't play it a whole lot, you know, I just found that I still suck, and then was like, I'll have to like get into this later. Maybe that whole football thing will kick in, or so. When is football season? Did that just end or just start?
It just started.
It just started?
Preseason.
Are you ready for some football? Do you remember that? I used to remember seeing that on TV. Do they still do that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But it was pretty funny. They had these commercials and people going all crazy. Anyway.
The only reason I even know it's preseason is because I work in a casino. It's tough.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah. How can you avoid that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like big conversation there. Well, Mr. Chicago sent in a review for us of NFL 2K5. And he says, I found something to replace the longing for a great football game. Ever since Super Tecmo Bowl, there has been a thirst for a sports game that is enthralling and addicting. Well, I've found it. For 20 smackers, I have what will probably be the best sports game of the year. NFL 2K5 is where it's at. Sega has rekindled a flame for good football at half the price of Madden. ESPN Video Games has put together a great package. It's like a third of the price.
Yeah.
Madden's not $50, I don't think. Isn't it like 55 or 60?
No, I think it's 50. I don't know for sure, but I think
it's probably 50. Okay, then it must be the collector's one. It's 60. Hmm. There's like a, they made like a collector's version of it. First off, let's talk graphics. NFL 2K5 has done well. Very well. The models are so detailed you can see the sweat on the players' jerseys. I'm not so sure I want to see that. The stadiums are well rendered and a sight to behold in first-person mode. Yes, there is a first-person mode. More on that later. The turf is well-defined and actually looks like real turf. Sorry, that, like, broke me. Real, like, real fake turf. Weather is realistically represented. Trust me, try playing the Ice Bowl in this game. The turf and the way it is kicked around during the game just adds to the fun. The player animation is smooth and realistic. A big fat fucking A to Sega on the job they did with it. The cheerleaders even have jiggly boobs, which is worth the $20 alone.
Nice.
Taking a hint from Team Ninja with their Dead or Alive series. That's what they need. They need the Dead or Alive chicks. Bouncing around on the field. And then you could break
halftime show.
Yeah, right? And then you could break out into a fighting game, you know, in the middle. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. You'd have, like, Janet Jackson.
Yeah. The staple of the halftime show now. Wasn't that just a little while ago?
Yeah, Super Bowl last year.
Oh, last year? When is that? Oh, that's in January, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think that's it. I think the Super Bowl's in January. Okay, so we must be coming around again to... Okay. I really don't know when this football stuff is, so... Okay.
Me neither.
So, all right, well, Oh, yeah. The player's shadows are realistic also. Until you get in close, that is when the shadows are shown to be nothing more than triangles, but it looks great from afar. However, NFL 2K5 is not just about bouncing boobs and me drooling at rendered babes in skimpy outfits, which is also about gameplay. It is also about gameplay. And this is why I like it so much. The game is packed with full of great options that will keep you entertained for hours. There are franchise, online, quick game, historical game, simulation play, and celebrity game modes. With franchise mode, you can go from draft to Super Bowl. If your team does lousy, you can even be fired as owner. Historical mode, wow. Historical mode allows you to play some of the best games of all time, from the Ice Bowl at Lambeau Field to the trouncing of the early 90s Dallas Bowls. Situational play, did I read that or did I read it wrong the first time? Situational, yeah, I think I said simulation. It was situational play. Situational play. Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Situational play allows you to set up a situation to play through, and celeb mode allows you to play such stars as Jamie Kennedy, though he's annoying as hell with the whole "the 70s called and they want their shirt back" routine. You can play Carmen Electra and David Arquette, to name a few. And that is not all. You also get a house. That is right. A house, and depending on how you do, you earn points that can be used to purchase items for your home.
Ballers!
That was the first thing that was going through my head, right there. NBA points. Oh man, sofas, lamps, and even bobblehead bars. Also, with the points, you can unlock players, videos, free agents, and cheats. No typing in the passwords here, you have to earn your cheats. Another nice feature is that your roster is updated through downloads, and you have a buddy list for online play that you can instant message. You can also taunt other players in-game with the PS2 headset. What? You can play this online on the PS2?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't think you could.
Hmm.
Okay. Because I had the Xbox version, which I just, you know, duh. So, inside your crib, you have a jukebox, place to display your trophies, and even an entertainment center. Deck the halls with your players, with your favorite players' rosters, and even create your own stadium music. How the fuck? I wonder if on the Xbox One, because you have a hard drive, if you can, like, record MP or Windows Media Audio crap to it.
Right. Maybe.
I don't know. I'll probably spend some time with it. Presentation in the game has everything from watching a live game, all the graphics that has made ESPN ESPN. Hell, you can even watch SportsCenter at the end of each week with highlights from CPU-played games and your games. When you create a player, the fans in the stands wear their jerseys and have your created player's names on posters and signs. This is a far cry from the annoying Madden soundbites. The halftime report and postgame report is done like real life, entertaining with full motion replays and commentary from Chris Berman as with the endgame report. Not bad for $20, eh? You can even edit the historical teams and give them real names. Thank God for that. There are some things that can be added to make this game own ass, though. How about adding the ability to have the announcers actually say your team names and created player names? Yeah, that would be something, but that would be just, like, huge.
No, you can't do that.
Well, if you said it, you, like, recorded your voice onto the thing and it replayed it back, I mean, it would sound a little off-key because you don't sound just like the announcer, but, I mean, that would be rough. I don't know how they would, I don't think anything's ever done that right.
No.
So that would be, that's...
Yeah, what if you changed your name was, like,
fuck you.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. They wouldn't work too well. But also, it would be nice to be able to design your stadium and logo along with the ability to add your created team in as an expansion team instead of having to replace an existing team. Word. What the hell? This is what I want. I want to be able to start a team from scratch. I want nothing. I don't want to be able to... I don't want to have to, like, pick this guy, that guy, another guy, and then I have to, like, kick out a team from the series, add my team in using their logo. You know,
yeah.
Well, why can't I just make my own logo, make my own team, you know, call them the losers?
I think you can do that, man.
I don't know. I really hope that somebody sends us, you know, maybe a review on Madden, you know. And, you know, Hooks will. I'm sure Hooks is probably playing it right now. Fuck them guys. I'm playing Madden. Because that came out today, as a matter, or yesterday.
Yeah.
It would also be nice to be able to, oh, here we go, add MP3s to stadium music. We can hope in NFL 2K6. All in all, Madden is dead played out and just not worth the $50 for it. ESPN 2K5 will rekindle your interest in football and does a killer job at doing it. The Madden killer is here, and it is NFL 2K5. Great job, Sega. Wow. Now that is a stellar review for what I think is a great game. I really do. It seems fantastic to me, but like I said, I suck at these football games. So it's like my version of playing them is based on like 5 years ago. You know, where it was, like, all the same stuff, and it was, like,
right. Yeah,
you didn't even have real player names, you know, it was crap like that, so.
The only reason I'm even half okay with them is my ability as a gamer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can handle the whole dodging the other person thing, you know, and it's almost like a shooting game where you're aiming for them, you know, and stuff like that, you know, but it's like they're missing something, I think, for me.
Right.
And I don't know what it is, but Madden 2005 came out. We saw that all over the place today. It's online for Xbox and PS2, you know, you kind of have to have that now. But this has that new Platinum Premium Super Mega service from EA. Something about where you have to, like, register with Electronic Arts by giving them a credit card. It's free, I guess, but they want to be able to keep track of who's who so that you don't run into the problem you have on Xbox Live where people connect to the game, and if they're losing, they just disconnect. They're just gone, mm-hmm. you know, because you can rank people in this.
Right.
Like, you know, you can give them, you know, rank them down. So this guy just leaves games, you know, and then nobody will want to play with him because he's a loser, and he's out of luck because he fucked up his account, you know, because he's a poor sport, you know. So that's
I'm pretty
cool.
sure you have to pay EA to play this game online.
I think there's a ultra premium service thing for it, but I think you can just for free. I'm pretty sure that it's just for free.
I thought that was the whole reason last year that they didn't allow it on the Xbox is because EA wanted to charge for it, and Xbox says, no, we're already charging for it.
We've been talking about this all day, and we never looked at it. How come we don't know this? We should have looked it up, but I don't know. We'll have to look into it later, you know, whatever. Hey, if you're into it enough, play and go look. They've added, but what I found, I didn't find a whole lot from Madden, nothing like that extensive review of 2K5, because I don't know anybody who's played it yet to tell me about it. And the reviews I found online didn't tell me a whole lot about it. Like, all I keep hearing about, for the most part, is how much improve the defenses. Like, they basically took a lot of the stuff that they've added to the offense in the last couple of years and added it to the defense. Where, like, on the offense, you could change your players, like, all of a sudden this guy's a receiver now or whatever, and, like, you can move him over here and all of a sudden, like, reassign him, like, instantly. You
right.
can do that on the defense now to where, you know, you have a guy that, you know, shouldn't be blocking, but now he is. So you have, like, an extra blocker, but you're minus one, whatever. I'm sure they have some name for him. But the guy who chases the guy who's trying to catch the ball around. I'm sure he's got a name, but whatever, you know, like, so it sounded kind of neat. They added something called the hit stick where it sounded like it was, like, the monster way to knock people over to tackle people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, rather than just, like, crashing into them and hitting the button for dive, you had, like, some kind of a, like, you hit the analog stick and it would, like, sidearm them and stuff and send them flying through the air and stuff, which is cool to me because this is kind of what I wanted, was more animations when shit happens.
Right.
You know, something more than just a bunch of dudes running around the screen and then somebody falls. You know, they said they improved the defense to where, like, your front line will actually try to stop the ball now once in a while, rather than just, you know, pass it down the middle and it goes.
Right.
Now you have linebackers that will jump up and try to deflect that ball. And if the ball gets deflected and it's, like, flying around, they will actually try to intercept the ball now, rather than you having to switch to it real quick. They will do it automatically before, but it's, like, terrible. It never happens. It's
mm-hmm.
so rare that you intercept until, like, the last 2 minutes of the game when it's, like, every pass you throw is an interception.
Right.
Apparently now the defense has been hugely beefed up to where it actually matters, and it's fun to play defense again because you actually have something you can do other than, like, pick a defense and then stand there and watch while your guys run around.
Right.
You know, and
this is what I did.
Yeah, and
I asked Madden, and then I just let it go.
See, I wouldn't even bother with that. I would pick whatever one the computer picked for me. Just like, because I know on the 2K series, you can just hit press A twice on the defense.
That's Ask Madden.
Oh, okay, on Madden. Okay, and it would pick your defense. And then I would only concern myself with my one guy that I would try to sneak around and sack the QB. That was
right.
all I ever concerned myself with. Now it sounds like you have the ability to set up different players. You know, you can tell this guy to be, you know, now he's trying to pin him from the other side. So now you got two guys running in to try to sack the quarterback, you know. But you took him out of his position. You know, from whatever he was going to do. You know, so it sounds like at least they tried to spice up the defense side, which I think helps a lot, because nobody likes playing defense. I swear to God, you get on defense, you're like, oh, okay, I got to wait now, you know. I got to try to slow him down from scoring, but inevitably he will score, you know, because he can just pass it as far as he wants, and none of my guys will try to block but me.
Right.
You know, so apparently they added a whole bunch of that. That's pretty cool. And if you get, apparently this hit stick thing, I guess they made a big deal about it, because it was such a big, like, addition to playing on defense, rather than just your normal tackle and all that. This hit stick thing, apparently you're supposed to just, like, flip the stick in the direction of the guy, and he'll try to trip him up or tackle him or thwack him or whatever. It's not like pro wrestling, don't get me wrong. It's not like he's trying to clothesline the guy, you know. But it's almost like a burlier hit.
Right.
And it said that there was, like, way more animations for stuff like that, you know what I mean? And crazy stuff, like knocking them up in the air, you know, and whatnot.
If it's a Burleader hit, did they say anything about only having so many of them, or do you get endurance?
I'm sure there is.
Hours?
I'm sure there is that, because as it is, there was endurance in the previous ones. I remember seeing they had, like, a little endurance bar. But the main thing is it forces more fumbles, because it's a harder hit. You know, so...
Oh, right, but if there's no downside to using it, then you're just going to use it every time.
I'm sure it uses that endurance bar. I'm sure it does. Because they had it before in all the games. You know, everybody had endurance. Even if you use, like, your little turbo run power thing or whatever, that all had that, you know, endurance thing. I don't know much about it because I don't really play it. You know, this is why we need hooks on there for that. So, let's see. I think that was all... There was something called Playmaker in... on the offense side, which sounds just... Which was what they added to the defense side, where you can, like, change your dudes around.
That was in 2004, though.
Yeah. In 2004, they added this thing called Playmaker, mm-hmm. I guess. Whatever it was, you can do it on the defense now, I guess. It was not just like that thing. I mean, I didn't play either one, so...
I own 2004.
You do?
Yeah, I got hooked in.
So does Hunter, and he's, like, never played it. He's like, oh, it looked so cool, and I bought it, and I never played it.
I got hooked into it from a friend, and then I whooped his ass. It's funny, he's like this big, hardcore...
Football.
That's like all he plays is Madden.
Sports games and stuff? Or just Madden?
Like, pretty much just Madden.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, constantly.
And then you started kicking his ass.
I kicked his ass, it was funny as hell.
I love that, showing somebody up on their own game. They get so pissed. Another thing was they had, of course, like that franchise mode stuff, like, you know, where you make your own team and you're the owner and all that stuff, and... Remember Hooks told us before that you could, like, set the price of tickets at the games and whatnot?
Right.
That never quite... I mean, it was like, wow, that's like some detail, but who ultimately cares? That's kind of stupid. In this one, apparently, they changed it so much that you're not worried about, like, you know, how much your buttered popcorn sells for in your beer, to now you're more worried about, like, or involved with your team. Like when you're doing the franchise mode, it's more like you can set up your players' lifestyles, how much money they spend on what's like a monster house and these crazy cars, and it makes them happy if they're having a good time and doing all the stuff, and they like playing for your team because they're doing well, because they're buying more shit, you know. So that was kind of neat. The game actually features real newspapers, San Francisco Chronicle, USA Today, crap like that, which will like showcase the games and stuff like that, and has some kind of like a TV show thing on there which shows like the player's life, and like if they're in the news for whatever reason, mm-hmm. you know, it'll talk about that, and you have to like read up on this, kind of like stay informed on what your team's doing, you know, because if you're not paying attention to what the newspapers are saying, you might not know that one of your players wants to leave your team, so he's not doing very good. And it's like, well, you got a player that's weak on your team, so you need to either get rid of him or try to make him happy. So that kind of adds a little, you know, something else to do. You know, I mean, but ultimately, I look at it like, I'm playing football to play football. Not to get concerned with, like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like that Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball where you get all wrapped up in buying them presents and crap and trying to keep them happy and making your teammates. I want to play, what was that game? Baseball Stars? Somebody needs to make Football Stars. Where I get to make my own team, and I'm playing against other fake teams, because I don't care. I don't know who's who.
Right.
I don't care. I want to look at a stat bar and know that this guy's better.
That friend of mine was telling me something about in 2005, they're adding, like, if you ramp up, if you're at home, and you really get the crowd going, they get real loud, the controller starts vibrating, and your teammates can't hear the plays you're giving them or something. I was like, then that...
Whoa.
Make it bad, though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it must be the opposition can't hear what you guys are talking about in your huddle or something. That's weird. It must be for the defense, then. It must be that when you're on whatever side, it makes it hard for the other team to hear, probably.
That must be it.
It has to be, because... It has to be, because it wouldn't make sense to have nobody build it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
You'd think you'd want your side to be
to know what's going on.
Well, and for your fans to be pumped up.
Yeah, yeah.
You think it would add, not detract.
Yeah.
Maybe he misunderstood exactly what was going on.
He must have, yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Something about the crowd, they get all pumped up and something happens because of it.
Why can't we add that to a fake football game, though? Like, Mutant League Football 2005, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Bring back something like that. Something that's more fun for those of us that don't want to get involved in the player stats. If I go to play against a player like Hooks, I'm going to lose, if not solely based on hand-eye coordination and gameplay skill, based on that if you can pick your own team and you know who's better, I'm going to lose. You know, and if you go, well, let's just make our own teams, and you're picking players out of their roster of all the players, I'm going to lose. Because I don't know, you know.
Well, they have, when you pick your team, it'll say, like, their score out of 100.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, I want to get, like, an intimate feel for each player on my team. I want to know exactly what each guy's stats are. not as a whole team, this is what the game rates them as, you know? I want to make my team, and I want to say, okay, I got to make however many dudes are on a football team. I got to sit here, now that I made my team, and I got a name, and I made my logo, I have to make each guy. And it tells me, make your quarterback, you know, or make your first string quarterback. And then it gives me, you know, the player creation screen, like Tony Hawk, where I get to dress him up, whatever, you know, or whatever, put his features in, you know.
Right.
And then I get to have, like, a point system, where I have X amount of points, and I get to put it into whatever stats I want. So then I make my one quarterback that's, like, the passing monster, you know. And then I make, like, my second string quarterback, or whoever, whatever, you know, and then I make this guy, like, you know, he likes to rush, and he's hella fast, you know, or whatever, he likes to run the ball himself, right. And, you know, and so I could make different, so then I would know exactly who's who, and exactly what they're capable of, and exactly what, like, they're good at. That's what I want in one of these games, and none of these can deliver, because they're all too focused on real football, which is just fine for some players, but not the, I like to play these kind of games, I do, I had a good time with games like Baseball Stars, and Mutant League Football, you know. I had a good time with them, but it was because I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't have such a huge focus on this reality crap, you know, which is fine, but not for everybody, you know?
Right.
And I think it would be a huge seller for some of us that don't want to get involved in all that.
Well, that's like NFL Street, and that's probably...
Dude, they suck, though. This is like ballers for football, you know? It's just like, geez, I don't want to play a street game either. I just want to play on turf and grass like everybody else. I just don't want pre-made teams and against real people. You know,
or maybe Blitz might be more up here.
Blitz does work for me for a while, but there's like 9 plays. You know,
yeah.
It's like it's just so light on anything. You know, and there's like all of like 15 animations, and that's like it. I mean, that didn't really do it for me either. So I don't know, but I had a good time with crap like Mutant League Football. I don't know why. That was a lot of fun, you know. And Baseball Stars, I keep thinking about how perfect that was. Because then, depending on how good you did, and if you won games, you had money, which you could then improve your players. So you could buy points, like, basically, make your, like, you know, all of a sudden you've got one guy now that's just the man, because you put all your dollars into him for, like, a series worth,
mm-hmm.
you know, of games, and now you have one guy who's the man. And that right there would make me want to keep coming back to play more, because... Oh my god, I could have a whole team of star players. If I played another season, I could get a second guy. But you got 20 dudes or whatever on your team, you'd be playing that game for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what I need, is some reason to go back and play. To, like, I'm building a team or something, you know, something I care about. Not just players that have set stats, because that's what they are in real life. That's all I'm saying, you know. I think that would be cool for me. So, we'll have to see what Hook says about Madden. And they're doing that Madden Challenge thing. Did you read anything about that? They're having, like, a $50,000 tournament or something. I think Hook said he was going to try to get involved in that. You know, because that's kind of cool. Just like having a bunch of people from like in different places around the country meet up for different tournaments and whatnot. And I imagine there's comes this one big showdown or something.
I wonder how that would work with two different systems.
Yeah,
three different, actually, because, well, GameCube doesn't have the online, but...
It's on GameCube, too? I didn't know.
Well, 2004 was.
Oh, so I don't know. Then they have it on the PC, also.
So I wonder how they would do that with the...
Well, I think they all go somewhere and play. So I'm sure they have stuff set up there. I'm sure not everybody brings their Xbox or PS2 or GameCube in.
That would be bad, too, because what if the league standard is Xbox and you play with a GameCube?
Well, let's be realistic. Okay, the league standard is going to be the PS2. We know they're going to be playing on PS2 because I got a feeling that that's, you know, a good lot of their players are playing Madden, you know. So I know people that own a PS2 and just all the Maddens. That's it. They don't play anything else. I don't know what is wrong with these people. I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with it. You know.
There's something wrong with it. There's
it just, you know, hey, that's what they're into, but, you know, my God, you know, Jesus. They could have done fine with just one Madden, not have to buy it every year.
No, like my friend, the people who are really into this, they're all about those things that they change.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, I gotta get the new one. Look, the crowd makes your controller vibrate now. I'm like, oh, you're gonna spend $50 because your controller vibrates.
Yeah. Well, whatever floats their boat, you know. Hey, whatever. You know, I got to see video. Oh, you watched one, too. I saw a different one, also. But we saw a video of the new Forgotten Realms game, Demonstone. That's one word, by the way. I thought it was two. And it was all for the PS2 stuff, but it's coming that I saw. But it's coming out for PS2 and Xbox. To save my life, I cannot tell you if this game was multiplayer or not. The video looks there'd be no way that it would work multiplayer.
It's too close.
It's way too close up on like, and they weren't scenes that we were watching. This was gameplay that we were watching.
It was good.
So and it looked really good. You know what kind of reminded me of, though, Uber Golden Axe 2005, you know? Because didn't it seem kind of like you were just running around, just mowing shit down, which was okay. The gameplay looked good. It looked fun. It looked like you were just ripping stuff in half. The animations were awesome. You only have three playable characters, though. One of which I could tell was a male sorceress dude, some female elven chick thief, which I am so dying to play.
And
I didn't see what the other guy was.
He's like a barbarian warrior type of deal.
Oh, okay.
Really tall.
Oh, yeah,
really
It's gotta be. There's gotta be one of those in these kind of games. Okay, yeah. I didn't see it though. So, okay. But man, I am dying to play, cause I was really focused on those scenes of the thief, and it's like they show her invisible, and it's like you're like seeing through your character and stuff.
She's all acrobatic.
Oh my god, flying all around and stuff, jumping on things, head stabbing them and stuff. Oh dude, it looked like exactly what I think like a lot of thieves should act like in a lot of different games. Mm-hmm. You know, where they're not just standing there with the warriors, stabbing them just like everybody else, doing no damage. They should be jumping on their heads and creeping around behind them and stabbing them in the back and using all kinds of crazy, well, bullshit. You know, like a bunch of stuff you would like scream, cheater, you know. They should be using that, and they look like they added that to this game. The animation looked really, really good. Of all the moves,
there should be a balls kick.
Whack! Some kind of a debilitating move, yeah. Huh? Stuns your enemy, you know, for like 5 seconds. He can't attack, or maybe he can't walk either.
He just goes, oh!
Yeah, it would be awesome. But I don't know, it looked really cool, and I don't know. It's in most of these games, I've been playing the warrior guy, Champions of Norrath, which we've been playing, Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance. For some reason, I wind up playing the warrior guy just because it seems like it makes the most sense. Like, he's going to be the guy that survives to the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Although, you pointed out, and I learned, you schooled me hard, they did do an amazing job at balancing them so that even, like, the pansy sorcerer can make it to the game by himself, and I assume the thief classes, too, you know. But in this, I am so amped to play the thief again. This is what I like to play, is the thief or the wizard guy. I'm more towards the thief if I can. And so something like this to me just looks incredible when you've got a character that's flying around and doing somersaults and all these crazy kicks and stabs and using two weapons too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was getting all sweaty. I was like, wow. I was getting a little excited there, I think. It was good.
It did look awesome.
It did. It does. It really does look awesome.
We will keep you posted on that game.
And all that video was from the PS2 version, and it looked that good.
It did.
It looked really good. When the mage cast his spells and shit, though, all the sparkly effects and crap, you know, yeah, that was sweet looking.
It did look a little dark. That could have been the video.
That one was the video, because the one I have, the other one I watched, is bright. It looks great, you know, so it's all right.
And I don't know if it was because of the darkness or what, but it looked a little muddy.
It was because of the compression. It was, yeah, so it was just that, because it was a friggin' quick time, and it was a long-ass video. Did you see how small it was?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what was causing that, because the video I have here, it's actually on a demo disc on the PS2, and it looks great. It looks friggin' amazing. I cannot wait to play this game. I think the site was atari.com/Demonstone, one word, all lowercase, atari.com/Demonstone. They didn't have anything but a video, some screenshots, and then, like, links to, like, I don't know, sign up for a newsletter or some crap, which I didn't do, so I didn't get to read anything more about it. But you know what? This would make a killer single-player game. Because you look at Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance, you look at all these kind of games, Champions of Norrath, etc., and they may be just as much fun single-player as they are multiplayer, but you can tell that it's, like, it works so well multiplayer that they focused a lot on that, which detracted from the single-player.
Right.
If this is based on single player, which I think it may be only because there's only three dudes to pick from, I think that might be a good move. Because then when you play through that game, three different people, you're going to get three different experiences every time.
Well, you saw, the thing is, you saw scenes where all three of them
were playing. Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
So I don't know if you get, if they're AI controlled or if there are there's a multiplayer option.
I forgot about that. I hope it's AI, and I hope it's not too stupid. Yeah, we know it's gonna suck. It's probably gonna be terrible AI. It's probably gonna suck. You know, I'm sure the warrior guy's just gonna stand there and swing, and I'm sure the sorcerer's gonna stand there and cast while he gets pounded on. You know, and I'm sure they're gonna make the thief think she's a warrior and just stand there and pound on things for zero damage. I'm sure it's gonna happen, but I don't know, it'd be nice to if you could just not worry about him and just play through single player, you know, let him die, who cares? I just wanna play it single player and see how it goes. I think it looks incredible. It just looks like so much, like, button-mashing goodness. And if it's focused on single-player, I think that's going to be great. I'd be a little worried if they tried to focus on the multiplayer, you know, or if, like, it's a last ditch. Oh, hey, let's make, since we got three guys, let's make this multiplayer, and then they're going to hose it, you know. Unless it's been built in from the start, I have no idea. I haven't found shit, in, you know, for information on this, so. I don't know, but it looks great. We played, I played, you didn't get to play Burnout 3. This is a race car one that's focused a lot on crashing and stuff like that.
Which is always good.
Which is always a lot of fun. Now, I've seen Burnout 1 and 2 floating around for between $10 and $20 brand new. Burnout 3 is coming out soon, and I really don't know if it has what it takes. From what I saw, it just didn't seem like the graphics looked good enough, and it was on the PS2. The graphics looked really good, but like, I mean, the crashes were just ridiculous, and I don't mean like in a good way. I don't mean like you would hit a ramp and your car would start flying through the air and, you know, crash into other, like a bus and make that knock over and roll over and kill families and small minivans full of people and run over some kind of moped and whatnot and cause an explosion and fire. That'd be great. This was like you would crash something and like, you'd hit like another car, and the other car would like go flying and it'd be all messed up. Then your car would like basically fold up. It was just like pieces everywhere, and you were just like in the shell of your car. No matter what I hit though.
Huh.
You know, it's like, I swear to God, at some point I was going like 30, 40 miles an hour and hit a railing, and it was like almost the same thing. It was just like, poof, my car was totaled. You know, now they grade you differently on how hard you crash into things and how crazy the crash is, but like, the animations weren't, didn't reflect you so much that it was that much more. Like, when I would total my car, it would look just as bad as when I had like a major collision, or like a minor collision with like, you know, some kind of thing that would disable the car, and they had to, you know, and all of a sudden you're back on the track with a new car. And it was really hard to focus on racing the other guy, it's a race, when it's like, the game is doing everything it can to make you crash on purpose, because that's what their focus is.
Right.
So it was really tough, and the controls I didn't have too much of a problem with until I realized I wasn't going anywhere. It uses, you know, the pressure-sensitive buttons.
Right.
That's like a quarter of an inch with 255 different pressures. And to go fast, like to go any amount of acceleration, you really gotta like, you have to get like a pair of, like some vice grips or something and ratchet them down on that button. I mean, it was bad. So to make up for that.
See, on a racing game though, it's nice to have that pressure sensitivity because you can just let up a little bit on the gas to go around that corner.
Yeah, and I was getting kind of good at that, you know, after playing it for a while.
The problem is they need to have those thick buttons, like on the GameCube or on the Xbox, where they have lots of leeway, a big trigger.
Yeah. A trigger would be perfect for the gas, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like an easy thing to hit, you know? I think that would be perfect, you're right.
You have those buttons, they don't go in.
That far.
I mean, you have to, like, just...
Ever so tough. You need to be really careful. It's like a quarter of an inch, you know? You think, look at the thickness of your button. It's not that much.
Yeah.
You know, and then think about, like, what you're saying is the trigger on, say, the Xbox or the GameCube, you know, where the trigger button is very long, and that's a lot more, like, precision that you would have with it. You know, I think you're onto something there, because the option that they opted for in this was using the right analog stick, at least on the PS2. So you can use the right analog stick up as acceleration and down as brakes.
And that's better.
It's better, but it felt like I should be steering a tank.
Yeah. You're using both of them.
Because I'm using them both, and it was like messing me up because I kept... It feels like you're steering a tank, you know, the way you got the two handles there. So I don't think that was a good solution either. It was the only thing the PS2 could do, though.
Right.
You know, the Xbox version might have different controls, which
would
be nice.
Put on a trigger on the PS3.
They're supposed to. From what I hear, they're dropping one of the two shoulder buttons and adding triggers.
Good.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting. So I'm hoping that'll fix it. Then what you need to do, Sony, is swap your D-pad and your stick.
No shit.
Yeah, swap those around. Make the D-pad, like, old school. Don't give us the flat controller, because you miss it when you're playing a fighting game. You can't, like, rock your thumb back on it so precisely because you're not hitting it. You're hitting the face of the controller, which doesn't move. I have a big problem with that.
I like analog stick for the fighting games.
I can't stand them. I cannot get used to it.
Even in a 3D game?
Well, I find myself trying to switch...
3D.
yeah. I find myself switching between the stick and the pad, trying to figure out which feels better, and they all kind of suck. You know what? Burnout sucked. So
that's the gist of it.
It was a step in the right direction, though, because at least it wasn't so focused on, like, you don't have to know how, you know, the tires are. You know, like, you don't have, like, all these choices.
Gran Turismo is too much for a lot of us.
Yeah, I don't like it because it was too, it didn't feel good enough. The controls weren't perfect, you know. They weren't horrible. I mean, it was, you know, it was nice? They were simple. You had steer and brake and accelerate and turbo. The turbo was actually cool. It almost felt like you had more control over your car. And I would use it coming around a corner. So there I am, you know, sliding out around a corner. You could hit your turbo and it would kind of launch you forward a little bit in the direction that you want to go, not the direction you're sliding. So that was really cool.
Wow.
That was nice. You get points for crashing into things, causing crazy collisions and near misses. Just driving by another car and like just like breaking your side window on them, you know. You would get points for that. You would get points, and these points anyway, they would raise your little turbo bar, which you could use using the L or R2 or R1, whatever one it was. Mm-hmm. So the controls were simple enough, they just weren't very good because you had to have that pressure sensitive on the button or the stick and you feel like you're driving a tank.
Did you get a certain number per race or did you like collect them as you go? Turbos?
No. It was all dependent on what you did. So if you were really good, you could basically turbo through the whole game. Because
most of the points rack up turbos.
Yeah. You have like a little bar, and then like, you know, let's say I started out and I would hit the guy next to me. I'd have like a little bit of a boost, which would last me like 2 seconds.
Right.
And I would hit that boost and slam into the guy in front of me, and he would go flying off the track, and I would get, say, more points because I totally destroyed that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then my boost would go up, like, say, from like maybe a 3-second boost, and now I have like 7 or 8 seconds or something. You know, it lasts, I want to say the maximum boost looked like 10 seconds, which is a lot, though, when you're racing, and it really took you to some high speeds. That was pretty cool.
Right.
So, but overall, the controls just didn't feel right, so I wonder if it's going to feel better on the Xbox. And we were talking about the controllers changing, you know, Sony changing to where they have, instead of two shoulder pads, they have a trigger and a shoulder, and switching the D-pad and the analog. I don't like the analog sticks on the DualShock 2 Sony controllers because they're domes instead of the concave,
right,
that holds my thumb in it like the Xbox control does. And it's like some kind of a nice sticky rubber rather than that hard plastic rubber.
Gloss.
Yeah, where they added the lumps to try to make it grip your thumb, and I have like no fingerprints. My hands are all like worn off from working with my fingers all day. My fingers slide off the DualShock 2 controls, but it doesn't happen with the Xbox.
Right.
You know, so that would be something nice to see with their controls, and it would be great on a racing game where every second counts and you need that precision where that if I didn't have to worry about my finger slip or my thumb slipping off the stick. You know, so that would be something cool. But let's go to racing games. Since we're here, let's talk about Mario Kart Double Dash that we got to play last week for like 8 hours. We played for a long time.
Yeah. I was very disappointed in it.
I was too.
I thought the computer just totally cheated to try to give it some... Instead of them having real skill, they just did things like cheated.
Which is a staple of the Mario Kart series, though. Every single one of them, they cheated.
It's so cheap.
Exactly, which is what I have a problem with. You know, I get mad when I know that I'm just destroying the computer, and then they're right behind me
mm-hmm.
again. And it's like, man, I just knocked you off the course, you know, and you had to go through the animation of falling and then being brought back to the course and then put back on, and you got to get going again. That takes me like 10 seconds behind in the race. Mm-hmm. They're right behind you again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the blatant obvious cheating that I don't like.
Like when we were playing the 100cc.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right behind somebody, and my special was the 3 red shells.
Mm. I saw that happen to me, by the way.
Did you?
When I was single player after you left the next day, that happened to me too, and I was like, this is what he was talking about.
I knocked a guy, and it was the princess who was driving.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'd knock her, she'd tumble, get up, and she'd be immediately at full speed.
Mm-hmm.
Lost like a third of a second. I'd do it again, and again. And I'd still be behind her. 3 shells.
I experienced the exact same thing. I was using the Koopa Dude and somebody else, probably, actually Daisy. I don't care much for Peach, but Daisy's cool as shit to me. I don't know why, she's just awesome. But, using the red Koopa Dude and Daisy, and I had the 3 red shells, and I got lucky on my items. I got 3 red shells, I got, maybe I had Yoshi. Cause I had some other, maybe I just got, cause I didn't get one. Well, whatever it was, I had 5 of them. Whatever it was. I had 5 total, because I picked up another one in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I must have had 3 red shells, and then I got another red shell, then another red shell. And I threw the 3, like one, and I'd hit her, or whoever was up there, I'd hit the guy, he would tumble a little bit, keep going, I didn't gain anything. I hit him a second time, hit him again, a third time, I hit him again, fourth one, I hit him again, the fifth one, hit him again, finally passed him. Finally. It took 5 items that hit him, and wrecked him for me to catch up to the guy.
And the shells are good.
The shells are awesome. You know, I don't know. I didn't like that you have specials. They were just too fat. Some of them were too lame, and some of them were too fat.
Yeah.
You know, let's go into some of those. Like, Mario and Luigi had a fireball they could shoot in front or behind him.
Which is good. There was three of them that had a nice spread. It was decent. It was almost like a red... It was like a combination of between a red shell and a green shell in the way it actually played out.
It didn't home in on them, though.
No, that's why I said it was a combination of the two. Yeah. It was a nice spread.
But it was all at once. It was just like you had one fireball that you would throw. Mario and Luigi had that. The Princess and Daisy had... the hard thing that would float around that was like a defense thing?
Kinda. If you got hit by someone else's weapon,
yeah.
It saved you from the weapon and gave you that weapon.
Yeah. But the sucky thing was that was all it would save you against was the weapon.
Right. If you hit a car or something, you still tumble.
Yeah. Unlike
you got to keep your shield though, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think you did. But unlike, you know, the Mario Karts of the past, you would have those three shells circling
you. Oh,
those
were great.
They were awesome.
The three green shells.
Yeah, and you could crash into people, mm-hmm. you know, and do some damage. And it would protect you from. Couldn't you like knock environmental stuff away too? Like if you had the flower pot things coming after you, and the shell happened to hit one, wouldn't it knock one of those away too?
You know, I don't remember.
I think that you did seem to have some kind of defense against the environment stuff. These they didn't give you that. I mean, you would get sucked into the whirlwinds and sucked down into the sand pit thing and hit by the flower pots and all that crap. Yeah, they didn't have any defense against some stuff you should have.
They totally threw away the strategy part of keeping those shells around you.
Yeah.
And keeping the bananas behind you.
Mm-hmm.
They totally threw out all that strategy.
There's something that pissed me off. The banana peels, you cannot save yourself from anymore. You used to be able to hit the banana peel, tap the brake, and you would lose a little bit of speed and your car would start to like wobble before you spun out. And this one, you don't. You hit the shell and you crash, just like were hit by a shell.
Right.
There is no option to save your ass. You know, there was nothing. You couldn't tap the brake on it. You know, it just seemed weak. Why did they take that out? That was some skill there. You
right.
know, it just made it like way too hard for some of these things because you didn't have a choice anymore. Somebody would line up, you know, banana peels across the track. Well, you're going to get screwed the next time you go across there. There's no choice. Mm-hmm. You're toast. You can't jump either. You can't hop over stuff, which was a huge thing in the previous Mario Karts, I thought. You know, you could hop over stuff to save your ass.
It was great for turning corners, too. You could hop a few times.
Yeah, and that would make you, like, stick into the track more. You know, it seemed like it would, but you did. It was great. You did have the power slide in this, too, but I didn't like it as much, and I had a hell of a time trying to do it most of the time.
Mm.
It seemed like it wasn't, like, as easy to do as it was on a Nintendo 64 version. It was the same idea, though. You know, you watch the smoke change colors and come out different out of the back of your car, and then you could do it, and you would get a little boost, but it never helped. It never was enough of a boost that you would get, like, an increase. You would never get anywhere closer to the cart in front of you.
Mm.
It would just keep you on the course, you know, and you better pray for some really good items, which they screw you on. You cannot get certain items when you're at place one or two. You know what I mean? You don't get a star when you're in first place. Remember the track. You know, let's talk about the tracks, too. Man, we're going all over. We got to go back to the guys. Then we'll
the
talk
specials.
About...
The specials. We never...
Yeah, never finished the specials. Then there was the Koopa guys get the ultimate.
They get either three red shells or three green shells.
And it's both, though. Not
right.
either. It's both. They get, like,
right,
effectively
right.
two
specials. You only
specials.
Get one.
You only get one or the other when you do pick up a question block. But you that's two things that you get.
Right.
Instead of as opposed to everybody else only gets, you know, their one item. And those are just ultimate. You get, I mean, three green shells thrown behind you is just
if you're,
oh
if
my
you're
gosh.
Right behind somebody and they kind of do the swerve thing and then throw out those three green shells, you're going to get hit.
Yeah. It's pretty burly, you know. And then, of course, the three red shells that everybody knows. But, mind you, they don't circle your cart for defense.
No,
you
hold
on to them. Yeah, you juggle them and you hold on to them and that's it. You know, you throw them. When you get wrecked, you lose them. You lose your items.
You lose
two.
When you have three, you lose two of them.
Yeah.
You drop down to one.
Just, my God, that sucks. I mean, it makes some sense, though. You know, because obviously you can't be juggling while you're, you know, falling off your cart, you know, or
right.
tumbling or whatever. But if you fall off the course, you lose everything. You know, on like the Rainbow Road or something like that, you fall off the course, whatever you had is gone, no matter what it is. You don't have it anymore. So that really blows. Let's see, who else was there? Oh, the Baby Mario and Baby Luigi. They had that crazy dog chomper on a chain thing, whatever it
right.
is. Yeah, the bomb thing on the chain. And it like hooks to the front of their cart, which is like a baby carriage, and it's Uber, man, because it guides your cart. You don't have to steer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It drives you around the course, so, like, it's awesome if you hit it on, you know, a really particularly hard part of the course, and it mows down shit in front of you. The only problem is it seemed like every time I would use it, the computer would hit me from behind somehow, magically, and wreck me, and the little dog chain thing would run away.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong had that giant banana.
Which is really no...
Stupid.
No better than a regular banana, except for the players could see it better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you knew to dodge it. Yeah, it was easier to dodge.
It took up a little bit more space, but at the same time, it was blatant. It was huge, and it was very easy to.
It was one of the ones that I would never want.
Yeah,
you know, so I would never use those races.
Oh, Luigi and Wario got that bomb,
which sucked ass. I ended up blowing myself up with that bomb
more than you blew me up.
Yeah. You would throw it in front of you, and by the time you were, like, wherever the bomb was, it would explode. Okay? So you blow yourself up. You drop behind you, they see you coming a mile away. You have to get lucky and hope somebody way behind you happens to be in the blast radius, which is pretty small.
Right there.
You know, yeah. I mean, it sucks ass. And there was one other group. There was, wasn't there?
There's a couple others, I think. There's the, Yoshi and Birdie.
And the Birdie, oh my god, yeah. That freaky pinkoid thing, yeah. And they had, like, homing eggs they could throw.
Which is really cool, because when they blew open...
After the egg hit somebody.
And there'd be, like, bombs and mushrooms and crazy shit that popped out.
Bad things and good, though.
Yeah.
You know, the bombs would pop out, and there'd be, like three things would pop
like
out.
Like a shell.
You know, yeah, a shell that was just sitting there that would crash you. But then there was mushrooms,
right,
which would actually give you an instant turbo, which was kind of cool. You know, but it didn't seem like I could hit them enough. It seemed like I hit it twice. Like the whole, we played for like 8 hours and I was able to land that twice. The power start, I hit that twice in 8 hours. You know, where you hit it right when it says go or whatever.
Yeah,
start.
Very short window.
God, it was hard to do.
Very short window for getting that power start.
We didn't get progressively better at that. You hit it a lot more than I did and I was having issues trying to do that. I couldn't do it though. But let's move on to the courses. They all sucked.
Not all of them.
Most all of them suck.
Most all of them suck pretty bad.
There's no ghost track either. Not that I saw. Did you see a ghost house track?
No.
No. No ghost track, which is like a staple of the Mario Kart series. And I don't know why they...
The Bowser's Mansion was kind of cool.
Okay, wait. But that was one of the super ones.
Right.
The special
the Star Cup.
The Star Cup. Special Cup.
A Special Cup.
Right, because your Mushroom, Flower, and Star Cup you only have at the beginning.
Right.
And you can actually start at 150cc's if you want.
And all but like one or maybe two of those sucked.
Yeah.
The ones you're given.
The two that I thought didn't suck was the very, very last one on Star Cup.
That was
Donkey Kong Island.
That was cool.
Badass. Getting shot. You get shot through this cannon thing, which launched you all the way across to like the other side of this island on the top of a volcano, and then you had to like drive down, which was cool. I thought it was like a really neat way to like change up the courses, you know.
And there was a couple places where the course was actually difficult.
Yeah, that was pretty hairy on some of those. But on that one course, there was some parts where it was just like, oh my god, you know. That was a cool course. And then there was the course, which was the most simplistic course there was, which is the backwards NASCAR one, where it's just an oval, it's all right-hand turns,
mm-hmm.
right? And that, to me, was one of the most fun courses. It's not difficult to drive around the course. It's an oval. It's that you get five or six shells bouncing around there, and it's chaos all
yeah.
of a sudden. Because it's not five or six. There's always, like, 20 things bouncing around.
Well, by the end of the race on that one, it's just... chaos all over
mm-hmm.
the place in that last lap.
But remember what happened to us on that course that was complete bullshit on 150cc's.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow, it was right at the start, the very first thing that both of us picked up was a double item block, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we both got a star.
And three mushrooms.
Three, yeah. I don't know how the game worked it, but both of us, individuals, got a star on our first thing, and three mushrooms. And so, we come around that corner, and I hit that star, you hit your star, and I didn't realize it at first. I didn't
right.
know. I was watching my screen, trying to, you know, keep control. And when you got a star, you're moving. You know, you're flying.
And then pounding those mushrooms, are going, like, way faster than humanly possible
yeah.
in these cars.
Just flying. And I'm watching you. You were in front of me, and I didn't realize it, though. I didn't realize that you were in front of me, and I didn't know. And I'm looking at somebody in front of me going, dude, am I not catching this guy? I'm hitting the nitrous perfect. I'm not just dumping him.
Right.
You know, and neither were you, because you were right in front of me the whole way.
Right when it starts to slow down, you pop it again.
Yeah. Three mushrooms on a star, on a straightaway.
Mm. And all the people around us, we never caught up to anybody.
I was in fifth place the
yeah.
whole time. How is that possible? How is that possible? And G4 TV gave that, did they give it to it? Or they gave it Game of the Year.
Game of the Year.
Game of the Year.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
Oh, of course not.
That whole show,
yeah,
it's got to be paid.
It's just amazing that something like that could happen. Something that's so terrible, you know. It's a bad
I don't know if I call it a terrible game.
I don't want to own it. I bought F-Zero today. How's that? Because I was so disappointed in Mario Kart, and Wave Race just isn't doing it for me.
Right.
Wave Race, there's something that just lacks. I don't know what it is. There's something that falls short in that game that I can't quite put my finger on either.
It does not come anywhere close to the 64 version.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a decent game. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's no, by no means as cool as like Mario 64 was, you know, or Wave Race 64, or even what little I played about F-Zero before, F-Zero GX.
Right.
It was a blast. It was a lot of fun. I played like two courses.
You know what I'm really pissed about?
What's
the
that?
Arcade version of F-Zero.
Yeah.
It has
a memory
slot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And where is this thing in America?
I have never
Show me seen one of these so that I can get those tracks because I want them.
I know, that would be so cool. But I've never seen it either. Have we tried to go to like the Atlantis or the Pepper Mills Arcade or anything?
We should.
Circus might have it. We should go like cruise around one day instead of fucking around town all day like we do for 5 hours every day.
I wonder if you have to, like, dump hella money in it and actually get
to
those tracks.
Oh, you have to unlock it? I don't know. We should look into it, though, just to see what happens, to see what you gotta do. That'd be pretty cool, though. But I had more fun the two courses I played at F-Zero than I've had at Wave Race on the GameCube or Mario Kart. I was really, really disappointed in Mario Kart. I can't believe it. And it's just not fun. It's just nothing you can do. You always feel like you're trying to get real lucky. And it's like, if I get something...
On the harder levels.
Yeah, well, we looked its ass on 50, though.
On the 50cc, it was like no challenge whatsoever. And then the 100cc, all of a sudden, it jumps to the point where...
It's just, well, no. We didn't really... We had no problem going through the first three. Through Mushroom Star and Flower. It was the special cup on 100 that was impossible.
Right.
It was just, it handed us our ass. And then we couldn't even beat the Mushroom Cup on 150.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like we've played this for months and months and months. I mean,
but at the same time,
we're not fucking up. We're not driving off the course left and right. We're not.
We know how to play racing.
You know, yeah. And it's like I was getting pretty good at that power sliding and stuff and using all that. And no matter how good I did on a race, I was always behind five or six people. It seemed like it was just terrible. How like it was so poor that it was just like this isn't even worth trying. They're cheating so bad. I can't win. You know, it was terrible. I was so disappointed. That really broke my heart. That sucked. I'm sorry. I was sorry. You know, somehow we like started talking about games and like missed like the weird like short little news things that we had.
Oh yeah. But we can go back.
Yeah, we can because we have three other games. Well, wait, we didn't find out shit about Neverwhere Nights 2, but very little. It's being developed by Obsidian Entertainment. It's been worked on for only a few weeks now, but was just officially announced. They'd planned it for a long time. And these are the same people that are working on Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Right.
Which. We know a lot of people aren't too happy with the way it looks so far. You know, the way it sounds and some of the things they're doing and even the graphics itself. So I don't know. We'll see if they don't let everybody down.
That might not be their fault though. They might have some kind of agreement with
LucasArts? Black Isle or BioWare?
They might have an agreement with BioWare that said don't change too much.
Yeah, that's possible too. You know, maybe.
This is our thing. We don't want you to screw it up too bad. I
think
I don't
it's
know.
More like, here's the engine. You got a year to pump out another one.
That could be too.
You know? It just seems like they didn't put too much thought into it.
It might be their fault,
you know?
But it
yeah,
might not.
It might not be. Very true.
There might be powers outside their control.
Here's the thing about Neverwinter. Oh, wait. There was another game we had to talk about too. How do they take a game like Neverwinter Nights, which has thousands of downloadable modules that were created by mega enthusiasts, some of these guys are just nuts about creating like the ultimate D&D experience. They have, some of these guys, some of the mods that they set up for Neverwinter Nights are, I didn't know this, you knew about this today, they set up their own perpetual world servers. You know, that to me is so friggin' cool. This is like the closest thing we're gonna get to like a homebrew MMORPG here.
Which is good.
Which is awesome.
I think that sort of thing is needed.
And it's all free. You know, that is too cool. There's a couple thousand of these modules available for this. Some of them really good. It's hard to track down, you know, most of them, but the really popular ones are out there. There's the Shadow Lords, I think, is one. There's like a Dream Spheres one or something, which is like the sequel to Shadow Lords, are supposed to be just incredible. Way better than the original game itself.
Not a big fan of the original game.
I don't think anybody really liked it too much. I keep trying to play it. I have installed it, made a guy. I spend more time making my guy, getting all into like, oh yeah, this guy's going to kick ass. And then I just stop playing after just a few hours for some reason.
Well, they said straight out from the announcement of this game, of the first one, that this game's not about the single player. It's not about what we've made. We're making an engine and a tool set that you can create a D&D experience.
You know, they did a hell of a job. I mean,
and we're throwing in this first-person thing because we have to make it a game.
Yeah, yeah. People aren't going to buy a toolkit to make a game. Yeah. You're right. That is really cool. They did do a good job. I think they did because they gave everybody all these tools to make all this crap. And they did. There's thousands of mods out for this, you know. So, you know, we have to give them props for that.
Right. And it was, like I said, it was the get-go.
Yeah, yeah. That's very true. And I wish I would have gotten involved in that because it sucks that I own Neverwinter Nights and don't really play it. You know, I want to go get the expansion packs for it just because. I know there's some really kick-ass content.
I have the gold version.
Damn you. That came out like a month after I bought the regular version. So I don't have either one.
I don't have the third one, but I have the first two.
Hordes of the Underdark or whatever, yeah. I heard they added some pretty cool stuff on that, like multi-henchmen you can have, rather than like one hireling dude. I think you can add multiple henchmen.
Which is good, because that's one of the things I was like, you have a party of two?
Yeah, that does seem a little weird, doesn't it? I mean, what do you do? You take a burly warrior to stand there and some guy to heal him. You grab the first cleric NPC and go about your business, you know? That's, you know. You wouldn't take a thief and a sorcerer, what the hell?
Yeah.
You wouldn't make it very far, you know? The two weakest, you know, things for taking damage anyway. But here's the thing that they're most concerned about, and I have to wholeheartedly agree. They're worried, they're trying to make a really awesome single-player game here, and this kind of deters from what Neverwinter Nights 1 was all about.
Mm.
They want to make the ultimate fat, hardcore single-player game and have just the uber toolkit to make, you know, your own mods and stuff like that. But how do they keep what they're going to make from being less than what the users have created? You know, no matter what they make, is it going to be as good as Shadow Lords was? It might be twice as long, but it might not be any good.
Does it need to be?
The
whole purpose of mods is to extend the life of the game.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And how many games...
That does well for things like, you know, Doom and Half-Life and Quake.
What, like Half-Life?
You look at how Jesus Christ.
Counter-Strike is way more popular and way better than Half-Life 2 is. Half-Life is. But Half-Life is still considered to be one of the best FPSs
which
there ever was.
I don't understand.
I don't really either, but...
You know, hey, whatever.
I don't understand why I went on to GameSpy today and there were 65,000 players.
And there was less than 10,000 for everything else. Call of Duty, there's all kinds of shit on there that should have been more popular than it looked like. That's probably just their servers, though. I don't think it monitors everything.
Well, it's the GameSpy network.
That special thing you can...
But still, it's still a snippet. It's something you can look at and see.
Yeah, yeah, just how many people are playing. That's true. Well... I don't know. But, oh, one of the things that they're doing, this is great. This is fantastic. Some of the team that's working on this are talking to some of the better mod creators of Neverwinter Nights,
mm-hmm.
not as themselves. Like, they're posing as normal players and saying, oh man, you know, you've created a great mod. What was missing that you think, you know, what would you like to see? You know, like, did you try to do this? Did you try to do that? And so, you know, these mod makers are like, dude, this guy loves my mod. You know, yeah, I'll tell him a little bit about my mod. And they're like, oh, yeah, man, if they would have had this in the editor, and they're walking around masquerading as regular
Frankly,
players.
Frankly, that's messed up.
It is messed
they
up.
They should go up to these people and give them money. Say, they should hire them for their...
I think they should hire the guys that made the high top-end mods, but it sounds like they're going to a lot of different mod makers asking them just what would they like in the game. But if you were sitting there playing Doom 3, you know, online, or Quake 3 online, you know, and you were playing along, this guy hops in, John Carmack, and he's like, hey guys, how do you like my game? You probably wouldn't believe it, first of all. Okay, whether the guy had a special little, you know, id logo by his name, you know, that you've never seen and signified he was from the company. And two, you would get guys who were just like, oh my god, you're my hero, oh my god, you know?
Yeah.
And it would kind of like screw up that whole day, you know? You'd be like, oh, and then I talked to John Carmack today, oh my god, I wet myself, you know? So this is like, you know, you see Deathlord666 on your screen, and he's going, you know, hey man, you know, your mod's pretty awesome, you know? And was there something that you tried to add into the game, you know, that maybe you couldn't do because of limitation and the thing? And, you know, some of the mod creators are almost more into creating the mods than playing it. So they get somebody who wants to hear about that and wants to talk about it. They're all over it. They're like, right. Oh, yeah, man, dude, using this tool sucked ass and it made it crash, blah, 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 you know?
Right.
Expect Neverwinter Nights 2 sometime in 2006. Speaking of crashing games, I downloaded the latest Frag Ops 1.39 Alpha, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't play. I don't know what it is. I have a clean copy of, you know, UT2K4 installed.
What the hell did they do to UT2K4?
Because
that program is...
just perfect. It's like it fires up quick, it runs beautifully, it's just like the...
A machine that technically shouldn't run it.
You know, And they throw frag ops on there, and it's like, it crashes. I can't play. I try to shoot a gun, and it crashes. I loaded up a map I hopped online, I got a map, just before it loads my guy, it crashes. I could not make it
as
play.
As masterful as that program is, you'd think that has to work at
making it crash, you know? Yeah. I can't fault them entirely, because after I got pissed off and gave up and uninstalled the mod, I was outside smoking a cigarette thinking about it for a while, and I realized that I had turned on 3D EAX audio. That piece of shit Creative Labs audio that, you know, is supposed to give you that nice environmental effects and all that garbage that never works, because Creative Labs sucks and is worthless and needs to burn in hell. And I suspect that maybe it was a sound problem that whole time. I didn't even think to change it back to just regular, you know,
audio.
That would
make sense if you try to fire a gun and it was crashing when it was getting the sound.
Yeah. And, you know, on, like, the main screen, I don't remember if there was music or not now. I don't remember. But when it tried to load the levels, and all the guys would be there, they would make noise when they're buying their crap and whatnot, and it would bail out. You know, like, immediately, though, it would just crash out on me. So I don't know what happened there. Like I said, I was waiting for 1.4 anyway, because that was when they were supposed to do, like, a major overhaul. They were supposed to have, like, a whole new name for the game and all this and that and a bunch of lights and sparkly crap and all this neat stuff. And they had planned big things, so I figured I'd give it a whirl ahead of time, you know. And some people had said try it out, and it just didn't work for me. And I'm really bummed, because they even changed, like, the title screen. And I remember the music for that before. When you made your guy, or, like, when you first fired up Frag Ops, you know. I remember the screen was awesome. It gave you this real, like, just awesome look. And now it was some, like, weird jungle thing or something. It just looked lame. And then it's like, when you were making your guy, you know, like, picking your guy, there was still only, like, one model. But there was, like, crap for, like, the options were weird. It was crap, like, everywhere. I really had gotten used to their buy menu, where you're buying your grenades and all that crap, you know, and you're picking your guns and stuff like that. And I couldn't figure it. It wasn't that I couldn't figure it out. You just sit there and read it. You know, you're like, okay, this is grenades. These are guns. But it was not straightforward at all. It didn't make a lick of sense half the time. And a lot of people had this problem with the earlier Frag Ops. I didn't. I thought it was perfect. Now we got this one, and I'm like, what the hell? This doesn't make any sense. On top of that, they added something that's cool, but I don't know if it necessarily helps the gameplay, because I didn't get to try it.
Right.
When you pick your guy, like, before you fire up the game, or before you, like, join the map anyway, like, you're connected to the server, and it's asking you to pick which model, pick your team, right? Mm-hmm. You get to pick, like, a style for your guy. Like a thug, a ninja, an assassin. And it, like let's say one gives you -15% armor, but you do an extra 5% damage. So it was like little like personalization things, which is kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I haven't seen that in something like this before, and that's really cool, but it's not clear. They give you like this little tiny screen that shows three of those options, like the top three, like, or whatever they are. They're not in order, they're not alphabetic order on. So it's like, it'll say like assassin, ninja, you know, say samurai, whatever, I'm making them up now.
Right.
But there's like 10 more below that. And you've got, like, this little tiny box on the bottom where you're picking this crap, and then it tries to explain it, and you're, like, trying to scroll and read this crap. It wasn't a very good way to do it. They almost need two screens. You know, or maybe just, it just seemed like they tried to crowd too much stuff onto one screen. Anyway, I didn't like it. I was not happy. It ran fine. I could enter a map as long as I was on the server by myself, and if I didn't shoot. Right? And it ran beautifully. Unlike when it was built on UT 2K3, it ran like crap.
Well, yeah, but it was using that
engine. It was using, yeah, that build of the Unreal Engine. Using the 2004 engine, it ran beautifully. I didn't get to see very much, so I can't say how good it looked, but I'll tell you what, the presentation went way downhill. I'm not too happy, but I hope they're, like, just saving the good stuff for 1.4. I just wanted to talk about that briefly, because that was a really bad experience. Let's see, we've got a little bit on Tribes Vengeance I've been trying to figure out. I am a huge Tribes fan.
I never played the first two, but this one looks really cool.
You never played Tribes 2 or 1? Oh my god, dude, Tribes 1 was a masterpiece. That game was amazing. But what ruined it for me in the end was once it got to be, like, really popular online, you could not find a base Tribes 2 game. Like, no mods. Like, it was everybody playing some ridiculous mod. Unlimited ammo, unlimited jetpack. Ultimate, you know, like, fucking shit that made your bombs, you know, your mortars blow up, like, 5 times the size, and you could spam them, just, you know, rather than, like, like, it's supposed to be. I like playing Tribes how it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of these. Was it Renegades? There was one mod that was decent, because it didn't change the guns, really, but it gave you a little bit more freedom in what you could do, and I could build, like, a fort out of some of the stuff. Like, you could place, like, a wall, and, like, force field, so I would, like, build a fort out in the middle of the map somewhere, and I could have, like, inventory stations in it, so, like, I knew where it was, but nobody else knew where it was. So, you know, middle of the map, I'm bleeding all over myself, and I'm screwed up, and I need more ammo. I could, like, sneak off to my little fort, mm-hmm. get some shit, and then go back out and fight. It was really cool. But this one, to save my life, I couldn't figure out if it was a single-player-only game or multiplayer-only. We had to look at this for a while. Because everything I saw really was focusing on the single-player end of it, where there's, like, this whole story about, like, the Empire versus the tribes, and it's one family versus another, and they hinted some kind of, like, a love affair thing with one of the Empire chicks and then one of the tribes guys, you know, in the video.
Romeo and Juliet!
Yeah. But, I don't know, the models were cool, uses the Unreal Engine, looks beautiful, and you were in an arena, though, which I wasn't so sure that was a good idea in this, though, because it really gave you the feeling, like, holy crap, this is Unreal with jetpacks. You're outside, the landscape looked just like Unreal. You know, except for you were surrounded by walls with crowds going, woo, and there's the announcer, the crowd's going wild!
Well, and that was the first player, but there is both.
Yeah, there is both. After looking into it, we discovered there is, just because Tribes is about multiplayer.
Mm.
This is what Tribes is. It's about firing it up, going to a capture the flag map, you know, whatever, deathmatch, whatever you're into. You know, I like it for the CTF. I love CTF. So it's hopping on that map, running around with a bunch of people, and just doing your part in the team, you know, whatever that may be. God, it's a beautiful system. It works so well, and I was really worried it looked like single player only. I hope they didn't deter too much, though, out of the multiplayer. I hope they focused on that. The single player is just like an add-in.
That grappling hook thing looks awesome. Mm.
Yeah, dude, talk about that for a while. I forgot all about that.
You have this one gun that doesn't really do any damage, but it shoots out a grappling hook. And when you're going around in your jetpack, you can shoot it into the ceiling and then, like, swing.
You can hook on all kinds of shit.
Well, yeah. And, like, change your trajectory.
Yeah,
and try to
yeah.
screw off people that are trying to shoot you.
You can, yeah, grab people that were flying by.
You can grab people that are flying by and pull them down to the ground so you can shoot at them. All kinds of crazy cool
that
stuff.
That is just beautiful. And the way they show it off in the videos, though. Where the guy's, like, hitting his jetpack, and his jetpack gets low, so he grabs onto something, he fucking, Tarzans it through the thing, grabs the flag on his way through, his jetpack is charged up, he hits the peak of his momentum on the grappling hook, lets go of it, and then, hits the jetpack again, and he's off,
and
with the flag.
Right, and there's this one part where the guy straight up Spider-Man-ed it.
He
gets to the apex on one side and shoots it again, and he goes down and over again.
If that plays as smooth as I hope it does, that is going to be like the Bionic Commando in 3D, you know? Oh, man.
The guy that was...
I want a Bionic Commando skin for Tribes. I want to skin my guy with Bionic Commando. That would be so awesome.
But, like, the guy that was doing the narration for that one video...
Oh, yeah.
He said that it's tough, but once you get used to it, it's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes a little getting used to. Skiing is still in the game, thankfully. Skiing is like a huge part of Tribes, where you like get hella speed from going downhill and then like can launch yourself off like the tiniest hill. So that's all going to be in there. I enjoyed myself more than should be legally allowed with Tribes 1 and Tribes 2, and I really hope that Vengeance carries on that tradition to where it's just like, all I think about is capturing the flag. it looks really, really good. And you know, they could do it well enough if it was in an arena. They really could do it well enough in a small area, I think. Give it like a jungle gym kind of feel to it, though. You gotta have shit, not just like an open space, which what Tribes is kind of all about is like these giant freaking maps where you're like, flying around for days before you see anything or anybody sometimes. But I think if they had a couple maps, like in a relatively small arena or coliseum setup, it could be done pretty well, you know?
But the thing said that there was many different sizes of maps. Like, there were some that were very tiny in, like, a cave or something.
A real tight, high-scoring match. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It looks like it's still got the same, like, the bases and stuff that you have to go raid, because I love that. Sneaking myself into the enemy base. And then blowing up all their shit, taking out the generators, just messing up their defense, you know, and then hiding out in their base while they're trying to repair their crap and blowing them up from behind. It is so much fun, you know. So I really hope they don't screw that up. I really, really hope the Tribes Vengeance comes out and it just whoops ass. Another game that I hope whoops ass, which I'm starting to lose a little hope for, is Street Fighter Anniversary Collection. This is coming out for the PlayStation 2 and for the Xbox. The PS2 version has no online capabilities. The Xbox will play on Xbox Live. The difference is the graphics are going to be the same. I mean, we're using, like, you know, what, circa 1995 graphics there, you know. I mean, this is Super Nintendo day, you know, heyday.
Right.
But you're going to have online capabilities on Xbox Live. So I imagine graphically they're going to be the same, but I think having the ability to play it online for free against people all over the world, you know, is just going to rock. Street Fighter. Or even anybody, 24 hours a day. Holy shit.
And you like the Xbox controller better anyway.
I do, but I still can't decide which sucks worse when it comes to the D-pad. All current-gen consoles, I don't really like the D-pad very much.
Well, they're not focusing on the D-pad.
They don't, but there's no reason, but it's not, and it shouldn't be. You know, it's not useless, and it shouldn't be. I use it when I play Contra, Shattered Soldier. I use it, you use it when you're playing most PS1 games emulated on your PS2. You know, it ran on your PS2. You know, you use it, you do use it. You know, look at the
no 3D game should be used with a D-pad.
Yeah, the fighting ones I do for the most part. The fighting game ones I still do, you know. But, like, you're not going to go out and play something like, you know, Mario 64 with a D-pad. It's just not going to work, you know. Well, we're going to see when the DS comes out.
It didn't look like it was working very well in the video.
Yeah, it looks a little clunky, so I don't know what they're going to do. You had a great idea for that.
Yeah, they need to take a little, like, a stylus panel, just kind of small, that screws in.
That's a beautiful
like, D-pad.
And if anybody has no idea what he's talking about, get your hands on a Sega Master System controller. They had that, a little plastic rubber thing that went over the middle of the D-pad, mm-hmm. which when you popped out that little plastic thing had a screw, a female end of a screw thing.
Right.
And you had a little joystick that you could screw into it, just like that. That would be perfect for a handheld just like that. That is a hell of an idea.
Because you don't want the stick sticking out there all the time. You want to be able to close it later or stick it in your pocket or something, but... But that way, don't even make it on a ball.
You know what else they could? Well, they could have it like where it pops up, where you push it down and it like unlocks, you know, and it pops out. And that might be a little rough on the spring, you know. But that's an option too.
I like to screw it's screwed into a D-pad, it's still not going to work great.
Well, yeah, it's going to not. I don't mean really D-pad. I was the example being this SMS.
But if
it's
going to
be a ball.
If they had a little ball next to the D-pad that the thing screwed into.
Instead of the D-pad, you don't really need it, you know.
There's a lot of handheld games that it's very good for.
You know, and you're right. And probably, yeah, but I mean, God, you see those, though? You're playing, like, Metal Gear Acid on it, and it looks incredible, and I doubt you're going to want to use the D-pad too much on that. You know, I think you did in the original.
You have to have... puzzle games, shit like that
for
handheld. You're sitting there for 10 minutes on recess at school.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be playing some long-winded thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta have those puzzle games, those things where the D-pad is absolutely perfect.
10 years of Game Boy and furthest we've still come is Tetris. You know, that's gonna be the popular game because it's quick, it's, you know, short enough that you can play and it's a blast still. You know, crap like that, and what's that, Puzzle Bobble and stuff like that's going to be fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
But back to Street Fighter, so which I would love to see on a handheld, if it doesn't suck, like on the Game Boy Advance. Let's see, yeah, you know, it's going to be nice to be able to play on live. I have Capcom versus SNK2EO, and it's fun. It is fun on live. People whoop my ass, and then there's guys I just destroy them too. I don't like the EO setting, though. They should have taken that out or have, like, an option to where you will not play with EO people because they suck.
EO?
What it is easy operation. It means that you don't have to do the special move. So you want to whip out the dragon punch. Instead of doing the dragon punch moves, you know, right, you press down on the right thumbstick. So you get guys that are playing, and left is, like, say flicking it left or right is fireball, and up is the hurricane kick, right? So you get guys that are just all, Hadouken, Shoryuken, and they're just... wailing across the fucking screen, but they're not doing the move. They have no skill. They're rolling this thing around in a circle, and they're just laying down the law. Now, you whoop people's asses a lot of the time, but once they get lucky, because you don't know what the hell they're doing, because they don't know what they're doing, you know? So it's terrible, and it really made it lame that you could even pick that, you know? You should be able to, like, just not have that as an option or something. They should have made it easier, because then you get guys that will leave it sitting on manual control. And then you'll go to join the game, and you'll hit OK, and then they'll go, easy O, and then hit OK, and it enters the game, you know, so they think they're pulling you. Those are the guys I love to beat their asses. Shut them down, and you're you can talk to them. So you're like, you think I didn't see that, you know, little 12-year-old. Oh, I didn't put it on EO. Listen, I saw you. You know, but anyway, back to Street, okay. So it's got Street Fighter 3, which I like this. I like having this on there. Street Fighter 3 Third Strike is going to be on this disc, okay, which is cool because this is the current one. They don't have any of the alpha games on there, though, which is just a staple of the series now, right? It would have been nice to have any of the alpha, all of the alpha. Fuck! Put Alpha 3 on there. Jesus Christ. You know, put that on the disc. We've got even like Zero, the arcade ones. People would love to kill, you know,
the pros reserving all the alpha for another disc.
I don't know, but I'm pissed about it. I want them all. I want, what is it called? The Anniversary Collection. The Collection, not the Anniversary, some of them. You know, I want them all, right? And then it's got Hyper Street Fighter 2, okay, which is a compilation of Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, Hyper Fighting, Super Street Fighter 2, and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. And it's going to have some kind of way where it like mixes them all together, where you can pick like any dudes from all of them and any of the backgrounds that you want to fight on. You know, I like the original like Street Fighter backgrounds, just I'm used to them because I played them the most, you know.
Right.
I know those I dig. There's not too many of the new ones I thought were just awesome. So it's going to be nice to play those, listen to, you know, Ryu's old music and stuff like that. You get to hear all the music you like, you know, and Chun-Li's, you know, and you're out there fighting her again. I wonder how they're going to work her controls, though, because remember they changed... Oh, that was probably the alpha thing. So I guess it'll be like old-school Chun-Li who kicks ass with the awesome, you know, moves. Yeah, that'll be cool. Better than the one that they did on alpha. I think they screwed up. So that's going to be interesting. I don't know how great it's going to be, but it's only going to be $30. So you can't argue too much, you know.
Because not many games for $30.
But you're only really playing like one or two of those games, you know.
Oh yeah, but still, it's nice to have them.
You know, but what they should have done was taken every single one of them at 2D. Screw the ghetto 3D EX series. That sucks. Take every single one of the Street Fighter 2 games.
You think it all would have fit?
And make it... Oh yeah, I bet it would have. Yeah, but you would, because you wouldn't reproduce. You wouldn't copy the stuff. You wouldn't reproduce. You wouldn't. You would. I don't. What I don't want is I don't want to turn this game on and see. Okay, you got now. I got to load one of these five games. And then pick, I want to play the Champion Edition one. And then, boom, you know what I mean? I want to put the disc in, and it's all, boom, here's everybody. You know what I mean? I want to be able to pick just from a monster roster of guys, you know, from all of them. And then pick my rule set in there. Play with Championship Edition rules, you know, play, or whatever, style. And then have like a monster, have a huge thing for speed settings, you know, have like, rather than slow.
Not gonna be how it is, never would happen.
It will happen. I'm praying, it will happen. They will conglomerate, they will make us one Uber Street Fighter 2 game to end it all. That would be nice. Wait, you know, why can't we have all the Third Strike stuff, or all the Street Fighter 3 stuff together, and then throw in the Zero stuff, the stuff from the arcade?
It would take too much work.
Make it $50. I'd pay for every Street Fighter. You wouldn't have to reproduce the sprites. You would only need one or two. You know, you'd need the third series, maybe the Zero series, and then maybe the Street Fighter 2 series. They all look the same. You know, or fuck, here's a thought, Capcom. Redraw the game. I don't know. It's a little crazy. It's a little outlandish. Might require real, actual work.
That's why it's not going to happen.
But it might work for them, though, you know? Street Fighter 2, reloaded.
Sure.
New graphics, same fat engine, you know, and a couple new guys.
Sure, it's obviously possible, but they're not going to do it, because when they release a game like that, they're going to take the exact port, like the Zelda thing for Game Boy Advance. They didn't even fix the bug.
I know.
You know why? Because they took the file, they slapped it on the cart, and they sold it again.
But they made
and you know what? They made a lot of money for it, because they didn't have to put a single ounce of effort into it.
Yeah. You know what? If they fixed it, all new graphics, Zelda, Legend of Zelda 1 again, I'd end up buying it. Holy shit, Legend of Zelda remade graphics, you know, looks all nice, like the VS Zelda version of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so cool to see just what they thought of, what they played. Just don't give Link that gay little kitty voice. Ha! Ha! You know, I don't mind Navy's voice, though, that little chick. She's awesome. I dig her.
Hey!
She's so cool. I like her, but Link gets on my freaking nerves. Every single sword swing, he's like, just giving it all he's got. And she's like, all right, enough of you, Link. You know? But Street Fighter is like, I'm sorry, but it's the game. It's the one that everybody plays the most. It's like the Counter-Strike of the first-person online shooters. It's the biggest one, okay? It has the biggest fan base there is. When was the last time I saw like a fat new Street Fighter game? In the Dreamcast was Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. You know, that's it. If they were just remaking, you know, give us some nice shit. Oh, well, they gave us EX3 on the PS2, which sucked ass, though. Those 3D ones are terrible. You know? But that would be nice, because stuff like Soul Calibur doesn't hold up. It's fun, but it's not Street Fighter. To most people, it's not Street Fighter, is what they always come back to. A new Mortal Kombat. It's not Street Fighter. You know, that's what it comes back to for me. I was surprised that I found another fighting game I really like. Killer Instinct. When was the last time you saw a new Killer Instinct? Nintendo 64. You know, yeah. Microsoft now has like 51% of the shares of Rare. Why don't they crank out a new Killer Instinct game? They need a really good fighting game there, you know? A new one. You know, we had Soul Calibur 2. You can pick it up like $12 now, brand new.
Yeah.
Okay, time for another one. Not to mention, something else cool.
If they have 51% share, they can make it Xbox.
They can tell them, exactly. You know, and that's why we're getting, like, all that weird crap, like Conquer, and, you know, and they're getting stuff on Perfect Dark. They're working on, like, you know, we're supposed to be getting a new Perfect Dark coming out of Rare and all that. But what happened to Killer Instinct, you know? That was a great series. People loved it, you know? And I would kill to see it on Xbox now. Oh, my God.
Good stuff.
Now I really want to play fighting games. I've been playing Street Fighter Alpha 3 for, like, the last 3 days. Damn it. Okay, what does that leave us down to? Oh, this one was a weird one. Because I didn't know anything about it, but Mocker brought it up to me today on IRC. Warhammer 40K. Do you know what this is?
All I know is it's an RTS.
It's an okay, the game. But you know what Warhammer is?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, this is a tabletop game. This is something you got miniatures, and you play on, like, you know, a field that you created or whatever, and you've got, like, a set number of points that you put into your army. Okay, so you say it's a 1,000-point game. So, you know, you're sitting there all day long looking through the Codex, which is, like, the book. Think of, like, all the D&D rule books. That's what they call it. It's, like, the Codex. These are all the rules, you know. And you're looking through this crap, and you find the perfect army. I'm going to go with all stealth assassin dudes this time. I'm going with heavy artillery guys. You know, with a front line of fodder guys. I'm going, whatever you want. You build your army in however you can with 1,000 points, and everything costs points. You know, just to have a guy, say, is, you know, 100 points. But to give this guy an upgraded, you know, machine gun is another 25 points. You only have 1,000 points to play, or whatever, you know, you and your friend set. So you take your army versus your friend and however many other people's armies, and you guys duke it out. And it is killer. And what is every... there's Warhammer, which is like fantasy, and Warhammer 40K, which I think is cooler, actually, which is bizarre. I don't know why, but I just do. Warhammer 40K is so much cooler. So, a friend of mine, we mentioned him before, Inquisitor K, he's so into the 40K of it, you know, I mean, he was just hooked on it. And so it's like, he really kind of got me interested in it a lot, but what have they done for every Warhammer game that has been out so far?
It's an FPS.
It's a fucking first-person shooter. This game is based, it'd be like playing, like, this is the puzzle version of Baldur's Gate, you know? And it's like, you got little block heads of, you know, your characters falling from the screen, like
Tetris. They have a puzzle fighter.
Puzzle Fighter 2, yeah, but you get to watch them kick their ass, at least, you know. But
Raven has to shoot, like, addicted to it. It's weird.
Really, it's fun, dude. It is fun. But it's like, this was a clear, this was easy. This was easy. Let's take a tabletop game and put it on the computer. It's a strategy game. So let's make it a first-person shooter. We can't go wrong. They're making millions. Let's make another one. And they made, there's like 5 of them, you know. It's like they kept cranking them out, and they all suck. This one is a real-time strategy game, and I haven't played it. They're in beta now, though, and I guess you can get signed onto the beta somehow. So, like, you can still go to the site and get on the beta and whatnot. I don't think it's, like, every man can get on. I think you really have to. I think it's been picked for it now.
Right.
I think it was open for a while. Maybe I'll go look to see if I can't download it somewhere or something like that. It's right there. You know, maybe I can't find it somewhere. But I'm really, really hoping that this doesn't blow, because I've been playing Warcraft 3 the last couple of days, and it's fun, but it's time is over.
Right.
I'm done with it. The only thing I have fun now is Enfos, which is such a fucking mess. Since they got, like, other guys working on the map, so there's, like, 10 different versions of the current map. And you can never tell which one anybody wants to play. Nobody has the fucking map. And Battle.net is the worst fucking experience in the world. Bunch of guys with, like, the most hardcore ADD you've ever seen. You get on the map, you start your map, there's 10 guys there ready to play. One guy.
Go!
They must have scripts to type that, because there's no human can type that fast. If you stall 3 seconds on clicking that start button, 8 of the 10 drop off to find another game that they might be able to start right away. And it's like, dude, if you guys would have waited like 15 seconds, we could be playing now. Now we're all standing around waiting in line on another game. You know, I mean, Battle.net is the fucking, like, scum of the scum to hang out there, it seems like. It is ridiculous. It drives me nuts. So it's like, I don't even want to play anymore. It takes me a half an hour to find a group of guys that will sit there, you know, and let the one or two people that need to download the map download the fucking map. You know, where they could just sit there for 30 seconds and we'd be good to go. And we could all have a good, jolly old time and play our fucking game. Go, no, fuck this, you noob, oh my god, you're on 56K, fuck you. And they're gone, you know, it's just, it's terrible. It's terrible. So, I don't know. I can't play it. I can't stand it. I can't handle playing on that crap anymore. So hopefully something like this will come out. It'd be really cool. The only bad side is you're going to rely probably on... You're not going to have like a server that you're going to connect to and see all these games. A lot of these set it up to where you're going to get a hold of your buddies and set it up, you know? So I'm hoping they have like a central location. That would make things much more simple. And one thing that the hardcore Warhammer 40K fans are going to be really upset about, because they made the move from real to virtual, they had to change the way the game is going to play out, of course, because it's not the same anymore. You know, you can't sit there and roll your dice and tell everybody to hang on, you know. You can't have that. So they did have to make a few tweaks to the gameplay, which, from what I understand, are for the better. And it's still hell of a fun game. So I'm really looking forward to hopping on this and having an X amount of points to spend and build. That, to me, is going to be the coolest thing, is to build an army with a set number of points. I don't want to go out and fucking mine for crystals and gold. And I like it. Yeah, that's fun. I like that in Warcraft. It does. You know, I love that in Warcraft. But it's going to be cool to do it this way, too, where I've got X amount to start with, and this is what I get. But I don't have to build the 27 different buildings to get to what I want, when I can just say, I want these dudes, but I can only pick two of them because it uses up all my points, but they're that fat. You know, or I want a million of these pansy guys that I'm going to try the horde method and swarm them, you know?
Zergit.
You know, exactly, Zergit, yeah. So that would be interesting. That's going to be interesting to check out. I'm going to have to try to get my hands on a beta or something just to see. I just want to check it out. See if we can't learn more about it. Maybe Mocker can tell us, this is why I unplugged the phone during the show. How many times has it rang?
You know, four.
And I actually had it unplugged for like a good 20 minutes of this. So... It's not you calling this time, but yeah, really, who is calling this time? Oh, it's Hunter. Hey. Hunter.
Yo.
What's up?
Uh-huh.
How come you always call when we're recording every week?
Are you recording?
Yeah. This is your week.
This
is your weekly cameo on the show. So what are you up to?
Not much, just sitting here.
You been playing Doom at all?
Yeah, I played Doom.
What'd you think of it?
Freaking awesome.
It is, isn't it? It's amazing. Hey, did you ever play System Shock 2?
Yeah.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, pretty far.
Okay, so you experienced a good lot of it. I'm just curious to hear what you're going to say about it, you know. After Doom. Because
I would have to say Doom's a better game by far. System Shock had a lot to it. It had a lot of role-playing elements to it.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I just don't think it could still hold a candle to Doom. I think. See, there's no way that System Shock can compare to it, in my opinion. I mean, if they've got, you know, I'm sure it was great for its time and all, but there's no way that they're going to, they didn't have, like, 5.1 surround sound. I could hear shit breathing behind me. I'm hearing footsteps above me. I'm hearing shit behind me. I'm hearing voices. Sure, they had voices, but it was just, it didn't suck me in as much because it couldn't. There was technical limitations to it. Go ahead and give us the System Shock 3 and the Doom 3 engine. Hey, I'll probably like that better. But as far as right now, I'm telling you, Doom 3 is so worth the money. You know,
where it's at.
It is. It is amazing. I beat it, you know, last week, so I've been able to just, like, sit there and think about how great it was, and I haven't actually played anything else since then because I'm still kind of in shock.
Has anyone else played it besides us?
Yeah, Rybo had played it. Hades had beaten it. Modem was playing it.
I'm playing it.
You were actually playing it, though?
Trying to.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
No, it crashes on his machine for some reason, but he's got, like, an all-real 3D sound card, so.
I've been having compatibility issues ever since DirectX 8. I need to get a new sound card, bad.
So what are you up to, anyway?
I don't know, man. Just kicking it.
Just hanging out?
Yeah.
Played anything else?
Besides City of Heroes, no.
No? Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good. It's mostly just combat-oriented, but it's so cool when you get your character up there.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of people I know are just playing it for, like, a temporary fix. Like, guys that are just hooked on that whole MMORPG thing. Seems like all of them are just like, oh, I'm playing for it now because everything out now I don't really like, you know. Or they didn't try Final Fantasy. I see that a lot. Yeah, and they're waiting for something like World of Warcraft or EverQuest 2. I just wonder if it's going to, how long it's going to last after that. City of Billets better kick ass is what it comes down to.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, but as soon as EverQuest
2
comes out, I'm jumping ship.
Word, bitch. EverQuest like a motherfucker.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Hell yeah, I'm going to have to jump on that ship too. Plus, I know, like, 8 dudes at work are exactly doing the same thing. They're like, oh no, you know, we're just playing. All of them are playing, all but like one guy there is playing City of Heroes right now until EQ2 comes out. So
after seeing the dragon speak, shit, I was hooked.
I know. And after watching and reading and seeing everything I've seen about World of Warcraft, it just isn't doing it for me. It just doesn't look very good or sound like I really care. But from what
I saw the video, you know, that video they put together based on that engine, you know, it didn't look that great. It looked kind of crappy.
It did. It looked terrible.
You're talking about the dancing one?
Yeah. You're talking about the dancing one, right?
Yeah.
I've seen other video, though, of the game. I've seen plenty of screenshots, and it still looks, it doesn't look very good.
Coming from Blizzard's a shock to me.
I know. You know what? It looks like they used the Warcraft 2 engine. Warcraft 3 engine.
Yeah.
It really did. It's
crazy.
They
might have.
They very well may have. Which, you know, hey, whatever. Fine. You know, go ahead, release your game. I'm sure it's going to be fun. I'm sure it's going to have its followers.
I'm sure it's going to make money.
I'm sure it's going to make money. And I'm sure it's going to be infested with Battle.net people. Which are like the scum of the online gaming world. I swear to God. So I don't know how well that's going to be. And then a bunch of Koreans. That's another thing I don't want to play with. I play with a bunch of Japanese and it doesn't work. I don't want to play with Koreans either. You know?
No, there's nothing wrong with them.
No, there's nothing wrong with them.
You can't talk to them.
But when the game is being, you know, simultaneous release here and there, and it's like, okay, half the world you can't communicate with now, on top of the half that you can't talk to anyway because you're playing on the opposite side, fuck that game. You know? I don't want to play that crap.
Although, we would be the ones closer to the servers.
Our servers. I bet Blizzard is going to put them over there. I bet Blizzard would. Don't you think Blizzard would have? I don't know. You'd think Square would have servers over here, and they don't. No, I wouldn't think that because Square are whores.
Yep.
Square hate Americans. So maybe,
they do.
Yeah, I could see Blizzard putting servers over there. I could see that. Wait a minute. Don't they have an Asian server? I think they do. When you get on Battle.net and you pick what server you're on, you pick West Coast, East Coast, Asia, Europe.
Yeah,
I think you do. Probably. I'm pretty sure. And then somewhere
StarCraft is flipping huge in Korea.
But it's not all over here. They don't infest our West Coast servers. You know, you don't see like a billion dudes who don't speak English here. You know, nothing's anything wrong with that. It's just that we're going to start fighting. We're going to start arguing with them. And if you don't, you still can't talk to them. Like the guy at the door today.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I don't speak Spanish. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ. Mexico is that way.
Yeah, that shit. Stop on the border, bitch.
I know. This fucking guy coming to the door today, and I thought he was selling shit because they usually knock on the door with a quarter in their hands, and it was that same kind of knock. So I open the door, and there's this guy on his bicycle talking to me in Spanish, and I'm like, dude, I don't understand. And he's going on and on and on still, and I'm like, dude, get out of here. I don't understand. And he keeps talking to me. So I'm starting to like point, get out of here, go away. And he's like, and I'm just like, dude, fuck off. Oh, my God. I don't know where they come from. Mexico.
Probably.
that would be my guess. Mexico. Fuck, you're living in Tijuana.
It smells like Taco Bell.
It does. That's why I eat Taco Bell every day, dude. It's just like I smell tacos all day.
Hey, who's that talking?
Oh, my sister's here.
Oh, no shit.
She just showed up in the middle of the show. She called like 10 times today, and I just kept ignoring the phone because it didn't say who it was calling, so I was like, yeah, right, I'm answering the phone. And then she just came by about the middle of the show. She just showed up.
That's cool. How's she doing? Good?
I'm fine. How are you?
You probably can't. She's all the way across the room. She says she's fine, but I'm going to have to cut all this out, so I'm going to cut this off right now.
I'm fine. I'll say hi later.
Alright?
Alright.
Alright. We need to get you back on the show.
Yeah, next week I'll get on.
You've been saying that for months. And
okay, I promise. How about that?
And
you gotta keep that part. We got you recorded.
You realize that was just recorded, right?
Okay, I promise.
All right. Assuming we have, you have the right.
We'll have to put it in the show notes.
Oh, but you're working two jobs after that.
That's why Friday, Saturday.
Oh, okay, so you'll have the same days off.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You hear that, everybody?
We'll,
Hunter.
We'll take it for an evening time, okay?
An evening time? Okay, yeah, we'll do it later in the day.
Okay.
Cool. Alright?
Alright, guys.
Alright, bro. Late.
Peace.
Late.
I cut him off, that's right. We'll hear from him next week. Hopefully he'll have played something other than City of Heroes. I doubt it, though. He's been so...
Monkey Ball.
You've been playing Monkey Ball?
He's been playing Monkey Ball.
Oh, no, he sold his GameCube, so...
It'd be good to have
a long
an inside full
review on City of Heroes, because a lot of people are playing it, saying it's not that bad of a game, it's just not that good of a game.
All we've heard is that it's combat-oriented.
Exactly.
Well, maybe if we talk to him, we can get a better view of it.
I don't know. Have you listened to Hunter on the show before? Yeah, it's a good game. It's fantastic.
We'll try it out.
Exactly. Him. Once you get him going, though, he gives great reviews. He's got stuff to say. He just doesn't say it. You know, that's the only thing. It's just you got to get it out of him, and you can't always do it. So, but we're out of notes, and we're fuck me, already an hour and a half again.
Jeez. Well, no, we have like 20 minutes to cut out.
Not 20 minutes. It's like, I stopped it again. That's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And I didn't watch Spider-Man all the way. I fell asleep again. So we can't talk about movies. So I really wanted Spider-Man was too. It was pretty
cool. Wasn't there something else?
You can't read my handwriting. Let's see. These were like my scribbled notes, though. Tribes, Street Fighter, Neverwinter Nights. Fuck. Madden.
Forgotten Realms, Burnout 3, Mario Kart, Xenosaga.
Oh, yeah, but that was one of the like quick little news quips about
that
what
that doesn't mean we're not going to talk about it.
All right, talk about Xenosaga.
Well, the only thing really is that it's coming. They finally set a date for February 2005.
Yeah, which
for the American rate.
Yeah, for us. Yeah, for our stripped down cheeseball easy version, I'm sure.
Right.
They're going to give us on February 2005.
Most of us are a bunch of pansies.
What is wrong with you people today? So yeah, that's I don't know. I'm looking really forward to that because the Xenosaga episode one was just freaking amazing.
And
it was
episode
awesome.
Two looks like it's going to be everything and more.
You know, Tales hasn't had hit me emotionally. There was nothing in it that was like had me going yet. You know,
it's not gonna
really.
It's not gonna tug on your heartstrings like Xenosaga.
Oh my god, dude! I was like in tears at the end of that.
How many
RPGs? Sad tears so much as it was like hopeful sad tears. Because you didn't beat it, so I can't talk about it. A lot of listeners haven't played it. And I don't want to ruin it, but the scene at the end of it all, like you're running out of this place, and I'm like. Come on! Yeah.
How many games have done that to you? How many RPGs have done that to you?
Quite a few RPGs. Most of them are console Japanese RPGs. Almost no American RPGs in it, but I'm more into the stats and the character of that one rather than the story and the emotion of it. So, but quite a few of them have, which is why I play them. I look for that.
I mean, the story's good. It's gonna shock you a few times. Like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. There was a few things that happened that kind of lasted with me a little while.
What I've seen so far on Tales has been really cool. It's been just awesome. The graphics are really, really good. I keep playing it going, God, this looks great.
The mouth movements suck.
Well, yeah, you know.
It's
the voices are actually pretty decent. You know what? After I've heard enough of the voices, I've come to almost like them. Almost. Like, they're not great, awesome voices. But if you ask me, this is probably some of the better voices that we've had in the translated
game. I never understood why everyone was complaining so bad.
I don't think they're that bad at all. I really think they had some
I have low standards for voice acting.
So do I, though. So do I. I'm not one of those guys that's like, could read off the list of the voice actors and tell you, you know, oh, this guy sucks ass and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? It wasn't painful to listen to like a lot of stuff is, you know. It's not fantastic. I don't feel like I'm watching a movie when I'm watching it. You can tell it's a little disjointed here and there, you know?
They're probably getting paid like $15.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I don't know. Looking forward to Xenosaga 2.
Very much.
Einstein von Asskicker or something. Whatever the hell it is. It's Beyond Good and Evil in English, rough translation of the title.
Right.
So, I think that does it, because once again, we've gone over it. It's like a billion degrees in here.
Hell yeah.
Pouring sweat.
Need to stop this thing so we can turn on the air conditioner.
I know. All right.
Peace.